An estimated 100 people, representing dozens of churches, gathered Tuesday at Mount Olive Baptist Church to proclaim their opposition to abortion. Cheryl Cleary directs the Buffalo Diocese Office of Pro-Life Activities.
We are ready to stand for life publicly and to ask others to join us in the dignity of the human person at all stages.
New York Pastors for Life is organizing in response to the Reproductive Health Act Governor Andrew Cuomo signed into law in January. Reverend Jason McGuire is executive director of New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedom.
You know, for too long, New York State has pitted the woman against her unborn child. And we're here to say and to simply to ask the question, why can't we love them both?
McGuire says there's been an awakening across the state since the new law's passage.
We did notice an increase in reaction to the passing of RHA.
Deborah McDell Hernandez is senior director of public and community affairs at Planned Parenthood of Central and Western New York. She says some of the reaction has been based on false information about what's in the law.
Some of the misinformation, falsehood that was being spread was that a woman could get an abortion right when she's in labor. And that's not how medical care works.
The Reproductive Health Act codified the federal protections for women and medical providers outlined by Roe v. Wade into New York State law. It also removed abortion from the state's criminal code. Jim Harden is president and CEO of Compass Care Pregnancy Services in Rochester.
Women need to be empowered to make the most difficult choice and have the baby. If she says to herself, I see now how I can do this with the support and security that the church can give her, then she's truly empowered. Then her decision is truly uncoerced.
Harden also raised concerns about the high rate of African-American women seeking abortions in Erie County. Robin Chappelle Golston is president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Empire State Acts.
As a person of color, I'm extremely insulted by that because reproductive health access should be attainable for everyone regardless of race, and I think that's irrelevant.
Reverend Al Warner of Set Free Ministries in Buffalo and Niagara Falls is part of the steering committee of New York Pastors for Life. He says the group is still determining what its next steps will be.
Much of this conflict has been shoot from the hip, and we want to make sure that actually we're moving in a more reflective and a deliberate way as we take steps forward.
Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.